Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, Rachel, thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you guys for joining me on today's weekday podcast. It is Wednesday before Thanksgiving. This is one of my favorite days of the year because it's like tomorrow, everything kicks off and we head in the right direction. But we seem to be in a state of mind in America today where we don't have a lot of goodwill to pass around. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men seems like a distant thought for us in America. A few years ago, a fellow by the name of Gabe Lyons and another fellow, Dave Kinneman, wrote a book called Unchristian. And it was a pretty sobering commentary on how the decline of America and how they view American Christians. I mean, I think it's really, we got a bad rep and we've earned a lot of it. Philip Yancey wrote a book called What's So Amazing About Grace, and listen to a quote that came from his book. When I ask people, what is a Christian? They don't usually respond with words like love, compassion, grace. Usually they describe a person who's anti-something. Jesus was not primarily known for what he was against. He was known for serving people who had needs, feeding people who were hungry, and giving water to the thirsty. If we Christians were known primarily for that, then we could cut through so many divisions. Christians often have a bad reputation. People think of Christians as uptight and judgmental. Odd, I thought, that our version of Christianity has come to convey the opposite of God's intent as it is lived through us. Ouch! And yet it's true. Somewhere, somehow, in our speak the truth, we became mean and bitter people. You know, Jesus affirmed some and critiqued others, but I can promise you, it might be a surprise to all of us to see who Jesus affirmed and who Jesus chose to critique. You take a dude like Peter. I mean, Peter was a hot-headed guy, fell asleep when Jesus needed him, betrayed him in his darkest hour. But Jesus called him a rock because Peter's confession of the Lord as Messiah was the rock on which he'd build the church. Well, Jesus reached out to a morally compromised Samaritan woman in John 4. He invited a crook to be one of his disciples in Matthew 9. He praised a promiscuous woman who anointed him at Simon's home in Luke 7, and he regularly ate with sinners, prostitutes, and tax collectors. He'd hang out with lepers and women and kids and all kind of folks that are at the bottom of some social pecking order. And Jesus, the author of all truth, beauty, goodness, was quick to affirm, embrace, and keep company with the most unlikely people. The only folks Jesus seemed to chastise were folks that were pious, religious, self-righteous people who were really sure of themselves, like priests and Levites and Bible scholars. And, oh, well, you know what I'm talking about. And honestly, I think we see it the same way, but how do we make sure we're on the right side of that? Well, let's be sure that we recognize that we're to be on God's side, not worry about whether he's on our side. But we also must remember that God has a plan, and it includes humility, and it includes graciousness. And in this time of year, it's especially important to remember that for us to not be those pious religious people, our lives must be filled with gratitude. Friend, listen, we can't afford to be alone in this world. We must be a people that live with one another. Tom Arnold, the comedian, once confessed in an interview in his book, How I Lost 5 Pounds in 6 Years, that most entertainers are in show business because they're broken people looking for affirmation. He said, the reason I wrote this book is because I wanted something out there so people would tell me they liked me. It's the reason behind almost everything I do. Oh my stars, he's not alone, is he? That is true for us. But Jesus, my friend, calls us to him. Rather than rushing to find fault with everybody else, we should proactively seek opportunities, as Tim Keller says, to catch and reward other people for doing good and to encourage, literally put courage into others. You know what, friend? Let us be a people that aren't smug religious people wanting to throw off some type of chill or slant eye or look over at somebody as if they're less than. Let us be a people that are filled with gratitude that God pulled us up in the middle of our messed up world and leave the judging to those outside the body to God. And if you're wondering where you might find some help, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. Happy Thanksgiving. I love you guys. I'll see you back on Friday. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9, we're streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.